This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This episode of Life Behind Bars is brought to you by Knob Creek Rye.
Welcome to another edition of Life Behind Bars. I'm Noah Rothbaum, the Daily Beast half full editor. Joining me, as always, is my colleague and co-host, David Warnchurch. How are you, Dave?
I'm okay. And yourself?
I am looking forward eagerly to the end of this year, to saying goodbye to 2020.
For good. Maybe with a little kick in the pants on its way out, too.
Yep. I wish we could just fast forward through the remainder right to 2021 or maybe even 2022. But obviously,
whichever one is the fun year, I want to go to that one.
Exactly. Like, just like I want to skip ahead, like on if you remember DVDs, to a different chapter and
different chapter. I would have my finger on that button.
Fortunately, that's not an option just yet. But unless anybody knows how to do that, please tell Dave and I immediately.
tell us first.
You know, we've talked about this on previous episodes of Life Behind Bars, but you know, the holidays, it's very straightforward, but also not very straightforward when it comes to drinks and cocktails and what you should drink. Obviously, you know, there are things like, you know, eggnog and Tom and Jerry and other seasonal ones. But for me, at least, I never really grew up with those drinks. You know, with the craft cocktail boom, it kind of gave those classics some new energy. But, you know, still, I, you know, as much as I enjoy a craft, you know, eggnog or well-made eggnog, you know, one glass and I'm good, or two glasses. And, you know, but that leaves a lot of other holiday evenings and weekends.
I'll stick up for eggnog, but you know, I grew up with it and I love making eggnog, but I love making it because I love serving it to groups of people.
That's true.
You know, usually this time of year, I'm making bowls of punch and big 2-liter mason jars full of eggnog and stuff like that, and bringing them around with me. But without that motivation, I'm really just not so interested. You know, I'm not going out to see huge groups of people. I'm not going to make a big bowl of Tom and Jerry batter and cluster around the stove pouring hot milk and rum into it, you know.
Yeah.
And not that makes me sad.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, it also it kind of relieves a little bit of pressure. I don't have to spend hours whipping eggs as I
normally. Yeah.
I mean, usually I think I spend half of December whipping eggs.
It's a lot of work. I mean, to make it the real way, like, you know, obviously a lot of people just go to the store and buy eggnog, and if you love that, then go for it. But like, if you want to make it the real way, which I find to be much more delicious, you know, it's it's more involved. It's kind of like making cake batter,
but not
baking it. No, it's just a lot of steps.
A lot of steps. It's time consuming, and it is, you got to plan and shop and all that.
The good news is, though, is that if you want to go through that, and like, it's only, you know, you and, you know, a loved one or a friend, whoever you live with, obviously you know, a huge bowl of eggnog, you can drink, you know, a cup or two. And then, you know, I know that you love to do this. You can also put the rest of the eggnog into a mason jar and put it in your fridge. Oh, yeah. And this is definitely an idea that's very polarizing, but those who like to age eggnog, the eggnog will last for years in the fridge. Some swear by, you know, an aging period. Our friend Jeffrey Morgenthaler is a big fan of that, as is Max Watwin. Both of them have written about it for The Beast.
I've gone up to 2 years with it, and it's fine. Make sure that you make it plenty boozy, though.
You need, like, you know, I think a high-strength whiskey, a bourbon, yeah. You know, and that's, to be honest.
Or Jamaican rum, you know, a good potent Jamaican rum.
Yeah, something.
Let's get real. I like rum and brandy in mine, personally. but you got to make them strong.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, that's the thing. And obviously, you keep it in the fridge, but that is one saving grace, that if you want to go through the trouble of making it, and obviously you don't want to waste it, you can save it and you can drink it next year. Personally, I'm not sure I want anything that bears the name 2020 on it next year. Yeah. Just but, you know, maybe, you know, look, you know, perhaps everybody's different, but you know, certainly could keep it for next year or even 2 years. I think Morgenthaler has aged it up to 5 years, although I trust him. It's sort of a law of diminishing returns after a year or so.
Yeah, it doesn't really change much. I've tasted up to 5 year old, and it doesn't taste any different from the 2 year old, or not much.
2020 is a unique year. Hopefully that we will never experience anything like this again, but has sort of opened up the door also to a lot of other possibilities mm-hmm. for holiday drinks. I think freeing us up for to create new traditions, new...
It can be the year of the hot toddy that you can make individually. You can also make eggnog from scratch individually. Their recipes going back to Jerry Thomas, my book Imbibe has a good one.
Yeah.
Where you just make it in a cocktail shaker.
And that's
what the shaker was made for, as a matter of fact, was for eggnog.
It was?
Yeah, because you needed to get that energy to bust up the eggs.
I mean, of course it was. I knew that. I mean, wow.
yeah.
So you learn something new every day.
It was called an eggnog shaker before it was called a cocktail shaker.
Right. Interesting. Interesting. And you, a couple of years ago, wrote a story about the eggnog recipe for the Daily Beast that's in Jerry Thomas's book. I think he calls it the Baltimore eggnog.
Oh, right? Yeah. That's a very nice drink.
So that there's what you did, a kind of a deconstructed version about, you know, kind of an annotated, I should say, version of that drink. So mm-hmm. look on the Beast for that. But yeah, you're right. That is a good point. And I like the idea of hot toddies. Obviously, we just did an episode on hot drinks. So feel free to drink those and enjoy those this holiday season. And I think it's also one of those seasons where, you know, you want to open up a nice bottle of that you've been saving, of whiskey, or somebody gives you a nice bottle. Certainly. Mm-hmm. I think this is the year to open such things instead of squirreling it away for some other time. This is, I think we all deserve something nice this holiday season for getting through 2020. So feel free to enjoy that. And,
yeah, reward yourself a little.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then, you know, come New Year's.
It's a new day. It's a new year. I'm looking forward to
it. It's a new year.
And for that, you know, look, I think... we'll see how 2020 shakes out, but I have high hopes for renewal and for a new chapter.
I certainly hope so. And, you know, there's you can do that. You can also kind of do some personal renewal.
Yes.
Which isn't a bad thing. Maybe with a little help.
Yeah. And that is a perfect segue. We have a couple of guests joining us or rejoining us, our friends Tim Heisler and Amanda Gunderson, who were on an episode of Life Behind Bars a couple of weeks ago from Knob Creek. They're going to come on in a moment or two to tell us about a new running program that they're starting for bartenders in the new year to get people moving and get everybody out and exercising, which I think is a great way to start any new year, but especially in 2021.
It kind of goes whiskey, running, then whiskey again.
yes. I think, you know, we could all, so many of us have been at home and kind of in our own, you know, worlds, in our apartments, that it's in our houses, that it's a good thing to get everybody out and moving. So we'll bring them on in a minute to tell you a little bit more about their running program. Welcome, Tim and Amanda. Thank you for joining us again today.
Hello again.
Hello, hello.
Thanks for having us.
We're certainly getting to that time of year when folks start thinking about exercising a little more, running. You know, I certainly like to start the year usually on January 1st, you know, running that day. Whether or not I am in shape, I like to go out, get that first day, and you know, I've been pretty consistent since, what year is this? It was January is 2020. I think I started 2019 on New Year's Day. And then, and since
so, then, and then you did New Year's Day 2020, and then you were done.
That's it. Once a year. Yeah, you know, well, at least
once a year, whether you need it or not.
At least you got it. You got to, I feel like you got to start the year strong. And there's something about it. It feels good, you know, clean slate, new year, you know. All of, you know, the holiday cookies and the dinners and the eggnog and you know, it feels good to start running again and get outside, stretch the legs.
Well, it's always good to be outside. I mean, I don't run anymore because of the years I spent doing flying knee drops when I was a musician. It turns out to have been a bad idea.
If anybody has footage of that out there, we'd love to see it.
Can we get, like,
thank God it's before cell phone cameras.
I'll pay for like the Zapruder film of Wondrich to be transferred to digital, to be even on 16 millimeter, whatever it is, 8 millimeter, we'll take it.
You know,
slides, we'll take it.
It's frightening to think that it might exist, but...
Well,
I'll go out walking anyway. So
yeah,
on the first, and you know, it's close enough.
Absolutely. Well, Tim and Amanda, I know you have something special to help bartenders across the country start to get moving in the new year, which is a great idea. If you want to tell us a little bit about the program.
Sure. I'll start on this one because it was an idea that I had right at the beginning of the summer, last summer. And then the idea just grew and grew and grew to become a national program. And so we decided to put it off for this particular timing for this new year time where people are inspired. But also it's meant to be something that we can all hang in a socially distant way. We can track each other and we can sort of compete against each other, but not necessarily need to be together, which is, I think, kind of perfect for these sort of darker months that we're going into this winter time and with COVID at its peak right now. But the idea is that we're all going to go for a run. And it's a 12-week long program. We have Tim's brother, Chris. Tim will talk a little bit more about him in a second, but Chris used to be the National Running Concierge at Westin Hotels. So before the pandemic, so he was leading that national program. And this is exactly what he would do, is he would take runners at all levels. You could be running every day and he would take you and give you a good program. Or you could be like, hey, I'm just somebody who travels a lot for work and I never get a chance to move my body. What can I do? And so he would have running programs for that level as well and sort of bring them out at all of the different hotels across the country. And so we brought him on board to help coach everybody because the ironic thing about this being my idea, this runner's club from our group of ambassadors, is that I'm like the least active. I feel like the last time I ran was through an airport in Detroit. So,
hey, that's no joke. That's a big airport. So,
yeah.
Plus, it is a big
we've all airport. Done it.
No, it's just a question of motivation. My flight leaves now. That's motivation.
Exactly.
Exactly. And I never quite had enough time to figure out how to use that people mover. So. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Anyway. You can get in a good workout in an airport. I believe me, I've done it. It's Miami. That's a good, that's like a 5K right there. Oh,
Miami's
my God.
The best one.
Wow. Moscow, that one is insane. That's an airport.
I can't comment on Moscow, but I, yeah. Miami, Charlotte. Sure, yeah, I know some of those. Yeah.
Crazy. Oh, geez. Yeah. I mean, we should just organize running events in Miami Airport. Gate to gate.
Some reason, it'll give the airport some reason to have people in it.
Exactly.
But so anyway, so I had this idea that we would run, and it was something that kind of came to me because obviously I'm not a runner, but we had initially been one of the sponsors for the Boston Marathon, and we were doing something called Every Mile Earned there. And so I was sort of taking that idea and thinking, well, how can we activate around this idea safely with bartenders. And so I came up with this idea because we released this year from Knob Creek. We got the 9-year age statement back, which everybody's super excited about. It took us decades and a lot of hard work to be able to claim that. And then we also released a 12-year and a 15-year. And so I was like, you know, maybe we'll do like a mile and a couple miles and then like five miles or something. And I talked to Tim and he was like, no, dude, those aren't like a mile. Isn't a good goal.
We can't reward people for running a mile. We gotta work a little harder than a mile.
Yeah, 9 miles is tough, but it has to be harder than a mile. So he's like, why don't we do 9K, 12K and 15K?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. And we're doing that with a 12-week lead up. So for the beginning runners, we're inviting you to shoot for a 9K. For the mid-tier runners, a 12K. And for the more experienced, a 15K. And I know Tim actually already has a bartender that's ready to sign up for the 15K. And we have a member on our team, Adam, who runs a lot. And so going into the pandemic, he was ready to continue his running. And so he feels like he'll be ready for a 15K at the end of that 12-week period. So it's going to be a ton of fun. You can really run anywhere. The four ambassadors are going to organize teams of 25 people. So Tim's on the East Coast. I'm on the West Coast. Adam takes the middle. He's based in Texas. And then we've got Beth holding down Kentucky, the homeland for us. So there's places where people can be on different teams if people are interested in joining the club. It's a joggers club too. We thought that might be a little bit less intimidating than a
runner's club. Yeah, I was going to say we keep referring to running, but we're trying to get ourselves in the mindset of really, really bringing home the fact that this is a jogging club.
Because when you do a rascal club, maybe you can call me. Or a riding mower club, right? Would work too.
Golf cart,
yeah.
Golf cart club.
That would be amazing. Yeah,
so this one, though, is something that we're going to be doing as a joggers club. And it's meant to be something that it's not necessarily, you know, the fastest runner in the group or whatever. It's just meant to be something where we can all cheer each other on and get to the goal. So if it takes you a while to hit your 9K, that's no big deal. You'll have a bunch of people cheering you on. And it's something that we can sort of track each other on an app. We're going to use an app called Strava. That we can all see mm-hmm. each other's success. We can track each other. We can track each other along the whole 12-week long process. And, you know, because Chris is involved with the running world, he has a ton of connections there, our running coach. And so we're feeling like we're probably going to have some really great swag that shows up at different levels along the way of the run. So it's definitely going to be something worth sticking to for 12 weeks.
And from what I remember, 5K is like 3.1, obviously, you know, all the way up to what Adam's doing is a little bit under 10K, I guess.
He's doing a 15K, so a little under 10 miles, probably. Yeah. Do you know those lengths off the top of your head?
Oh, I don't. I just know that I started jogging during this pandemic and I just said, I'm just going to go for the 12K. I also really like the Knob Creek 12-year. So I just was like, that's my goal. And the 15 just kind of intimidated me, to be totally honest. But it is, yeah, I mean, there's going to be different.
Well, you're in for about 7.5. So it goes 3.1, 7.5, and then just under 10. So,
okay. So yeah, I think that's attainable. And yeah, it's interesting, you know, bringing my brother on who has been a running coach, now really becoming a jogging coach. He's actually most excited to work with the bartenders that are in the 9K world. You know, we just, there's a lot of change happens. And he's seen a lot of change happen in people that have started at basically not being a jogger or moving their mm-hmm. body in that kind of way. But I mean, bartending is physical. I mean, it's you're on your feet, you're walking around. We're going to activate different muscles that maybe for we haven't used as much behind the bar in a while, which is really exciting. But he's most excited to work with those 9K, the people that sign up for the 9K, because he's expecting to see the biggest, maybe just, you know, personal change or maybe mentality change kind of thing of where they started and where they'll end up 4 weeks later. So super excited.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, that's a good length also, you know, that's something that's doable in a schedule, and yet it gets you outside for a good period of time if you're doing it outside. And
and we're going to start recruiting in like end of January and all throughout February, and so it gives people a chance who, if you're like me, I mean, obviously, if the last time I ran through an airport was like last spring, so I definitely need to be going on at least some walks or some hikes or something to get me up to these like first runs where I feel confident enough. So as we start that recruiting, you know, people can kind of get outside and get ready for it. And then we're starting the actual program right at the beginning of March, because we figured a couple of things that'll get us through for, you know, Tim and Beth, who are running teams in Kentucky and like up in the East Coast. It'll get us through some of those real wintry months where there could be ice on the road. So get past that a little bit. And then also, I feel like March is a good time because it's also when people start to think about their beach bodies again. And I'm just going to put it out there that we are all going to the beach this summer. I'm putting it into the universe.
I'm going to the beach this winter. I don't know which one, but I'm going. I'm like, I don't, I don't care, Gundo. I'm going.
Little polar bear club.
If you run far enough, you'll get to someplace warm and then you could go.
Yeah.
Just run right across the California all the way from New York and they'll be fine.
Yeah, that'll be fine. Yeah. Yeah.
And you won't have to train anymore. You'll be set.
No, you'll be trained.
I'll be trained. I'll be well trained.
Totally great. We're you know, looking forward to hearing more about it. We wish you luck with the program, and you know, I guess, you know, reach out to Tim and Amanda and their colleagues to find out more about the program and to sign up if you're interested. If you're, it's only open up to professional bartenders, but you know, you could certainly follow along with their progress on social media. And
well, I mean, that's the beautiful thing about running is you really don't need a lot of equipment.
No,
you need, you know, a pair of shoes and some shorts and out you go.
That's it.
Exactly. It's,
anybody can do it.
And for those who can't sign up officially, you feel free also to train in the same distances and let us know how it's going on social media, on Twitter.
Yeah. And I'll say, we, Amanda, myself, Beth, Adam, being the kind of captains for this, we're really leading this, you know, this recruitment through our personal social media handles. The brand team is fully, you know, NotPreek is fully supportive of us doing this to have better communication and just more communication with so many bartenders that, I mean, typically we're on the road. We're, you know, I'm in Miami or Tampa or Charleston, but obviously this year not the case. So we're hoping to recruit bartenders from as many different states as possible. So maybe some guys and gals we know, maybe some we don't know, obviously. But just a really good way to stay in touch with them and kind of, and as Amanda said, also like, yeah, a little internal competition. I mean, you know, we're all going to be jogging at different paces and going for different, final distances. But it'll be some good little, you know, competitive fun. And yeah, just a reason to get outside. Cause I know my motivation to do that every day is, I'd say it's 50-50 right now. And
yeah, I mean, I go out 6 miles every morning just walking, but nonetheless, you got to do it every freaking day. If you're, especially with walking, because it's not, you know, as a big impact as running, but the motivation is pretty tough. Unless you turn it into a habit.
So you're walking a 9K pretty much every day.
Well, you know, my knees won't take the running. I used to run, but you know what you do need, however, is official drink, the 16th K.
Ooh, I like.
You know, the previous running drink, official running drink, I guess, is the Blue Whale, which was favored by Bill Rogers, the great 1970s marathoner.
Maybe the greatest marathoner of all time, but yeah.
Yeah, basically. But that's just a vodka Collins with a little blue curacao in it. So you need something that simple, but, you know, I guess with whiskey it would make sense. So that's something else you could ask the bartenders to come up with, I'm sure.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
And they could think about it as they're running, like, you know, a little.
Exactly.
Like, what could we make? What could be that 16K?
They could practice their hand movements. You could have them mix while running also. I've seen such things.
Yeah, the training guide, like our jogger's guide, is going to you know, have that 12-week schedule based on which you're going for, but it's also going to have some whiskey themed cocktails in there. And Dave, I appreciate your suggestion of the 16th K because 100% stealing that name is for one of our cocktails.
Got it.
So yeah, we will give you credit. Thank you. That is great. I love that.
Well, I've seen people in the park, you know, juggling as they run, like that's like one shtick, you know, I think people sometimes use a hula hoop, you know, all types of, you know, people running costumes, but I have not seen anybody running while pretending or using a shaker.
I've seen people mix drinks while bungee jumping.
Oh, that's true.
So if you can do that, you can definitely do it while running.
We're not even going to ask, but
New Zealand.
Oh, good times.
And also, like Tim said about him kind of having the East Coast and having all of those, it really doesn't matter what state you're from. There is an ambassador here to help guide you along the way. I'm coming from the West Coast, so I'm going to be including states like Arizona, Nevada, California, Washington, Oregon, and Hawaii will probably have at least a runner from Honolulu on board. So I'm just going to preemptively name my team Team Best Coast. So take that in.
I mean, West Coast, Best Coast. I mean, that's a gimme. But yes, that is totally, totally allowed. And I won't argue that.
Well, East Coast, Beast Coast.
Fair. That's a good one. But we're really excited about this. It's going to be fun. I mean, I think especially, like you said, as people start to turn their heads towards New Year's resolutions, this one's a good one. And, you know, Dave, to your point, 6.2 miles, that's an achievable run, even if you're starting from zero with the 12-week lead up.
Yeah, it is.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing the Best Coast versus the Beast Coast. Obviously, Dave and I think we have a dog in this race, given that we both work for the Daily Beast. I'm not going to say our allegiance is already set, perhaps. But good luck to you, Amanda. Tim will be rooting for you, obviously. And we'll be following along on social media. Cheers.
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 Dave and I encourage you to drink responsibly always.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.